there is one job.
Underworld?
Face to face.
The Mandalorian displays his chit to the mechanical eyeball.
Bounty hunting is a complicated profession. Proof of termination.
He shoots the IG droid.
It's also acceptable for a lower fee.
Previously on The Mandalorian.
My ship has been destroyed. I'm trapped here.
He walks through his stripped Razor Crest. With the pram floating beside him, he hikes across the Badlands and makes camp. As the child reaches out to his injured arm, he places it back inside the bassinet. They stare at one another.
These are my parts. They stole them from me.
You can trade.
We will require the egg. Bring us the egg.
The egg? What egg?
The rhino beast knocks the Mandalorian flat on his back with its massive horn. As it charges, he holds out his blade resignedly. The child uses the force to suspend the beast off the ground. Now, the Razor Crest jumps out of hyperspace and returns to the dark, volcanic planet where the Mandalorian resides. The armored bounty hunter sits at the controls, with the pram strapped into one of the jump seats behind him. The small, fuzzy-eared child peers out over its rim. Focused on his piloting, the Mandalorian doesn't notice as the little critter climbs out of its pram, then pops up to watch him. He flips a switch, activating a hologram on his dash.
Mando, I received your transmission. Wonderful news. Upon your return, deliver the quarry directly to the client. I have no idea if he wants to eat it or hang it on his wall, but he's very antsy. Safe passage. You know where to find me.
The Mandalorian notices the child sticking a loose knob from one of his control sticks into its mouth.
It's not a toy.
He snatches it away. He places the child back in its bassinet and returns to flying. The infant's big black eyes watch him curiously from over the rim of the pram. The Mandalorian tilts his throttles forward and pilots his ship into the planet's atmosphere. The Razor Crest descends to the steaming black surface and touches down between the crumbling stone gateway and a section of town that's been dug out of the volcanic rock. The ship's gangway flaps open and telescopes to the ground. The Mandalorian disembarks with the pram floating alongside him. The child's big ears flap in a jet wash. It blinks its eyes against the roiling dust as a shuttle touches down nearby. Moving past other parked vessels on the unpaved landing pad, the pair approaches the gateway to the sprawling settlement. They make their way through the bustling streets, past all manner of aliens, humanoids, and droids. Taking it all in, the wide-eyed child sees a couple of Jawas conversing with a tall companion. A dwarfish figure walks by in a full-body spacesuit with a tinted visor. The child stares up at the Mandalorian, who keeps his helmet facing forward at the road ahead. A high view of the dugout town wipes away from both sides to the center to reveal the pair headed down a staircase into a back alley. The Mandalorian comes to the fortified door of the safe house where he first received his mission. The mechanized eyeball extends on its stalk. The Mandalorian presents his chit.
Haku.
The eyeball scans it. The door opens. Two grimy stormtroopers emerge and look down at the child. One of them eyes the Mandalorian, then nods and turns back inside. The pram sets into motion as the others follow him in. The lead stormtrooper grabs a hold of it and drags it along forcefully.
Easy with that.
You take it easy.
They enter the main chamber where the client rises from behind his desk.
Yes.
He walks to the pram.
Yes, yes, yes.
A tracking fob in his hand blinks rapidly. Dr. Pershing approaches.
Yes.
Peering into the bassinet alongside the client, he runs a scanner over the child. Its red glowing light reflects off the Mandalorian's visor as he watches.
Very healthy. Yes.
The doctor smiles at the client, who straightens to face the bounty hunter.
Your reputation was not unwarranted.
How many fobs did you give out?
This asset was of extreme importance to me. I had to ensure its delivery.
He returns to his desk.
But to the winner.
He lifts a cylindrical device.
Go the spoils.
Setting it down on the desktop, he enters a code into a console, turning a light from red to green. With a twist of a handle, he unlatches the container, and it splits open on three sides to reveal numerous stacks of Beskar ingots. The Mandalorian steps closer. His expression masked by his helmet, he removes a couple of the steel bars and feels their heft in his gloved hands.
Such a large bounty for such a small package.
The Mandalorian sees the face of the child, looking back at him fearfully as its pram follows the doctor out of the room. The door slides shut, sealing it from view. The Mandalorian looks back down at the ingots in his hand.
What are your plans for it?
How uncharacteristic of one of your reputation. You have taken both commission and payment. Is it not the code of the guild that these events are now forgotten?
Two more stormtroopers enter the room.
That Beskar is enough to make a handsome replacement for your armor. Unfortunately, finding a Mandalorian in these trying times is more difficult than finding the steel.
Under his client's icy glare, the bounty hunter twists the handle on the container, sealing it back up, then lifts it away. Now a title appears over black. The Mandalorian. Chapter 3, The Sin. The Mandalorian carries his treasure through the bazaar. He passes a Kowakian monkey lizard roasting on a spit. A guy in a large mushroom-domed helmet walks by, eating a bowl of food as the bounty hunter turns toward the curtained-off alley. Heading down the curved staircase, he reaches the underground Mandalorian enclave, which branches off in multiple barrel-shaped hallways lit dimly by skylights. A couple of figures in Beskar armor eye him as he passes. One gives him a comradely nod and notes the cylinder he's carrying. Drawing looks from other Mandalorians, the bounty hunter follows the long passage down to the arched portal with the sculpted mythosaur skull hanging above it. Inside, the armorer sits waiting at the low table with the circular furnace vents aglow behind her. The bounty hunter sets the container down on the table and enters the combination. He rotates the handle on top, opening it up to reveal the stacks of Beskar ingots, then takes a seat across from the armorer. She removes a handful of the heavy steel bars. Each bears a stamped Imperial crest in the corner. The armorer lays them aside on the table. A few others gather outside the doorway to observe.
This amount can be shaped many ways.
My armor has lost its integrity. I may need to begin again.
Indeed. I can form a full cuirass. This would be in order for your station.
That would be a great honor.
I must warn you, it will draw many eyes.
One of the observers, dressed in heavy infantry armor, steps forward and examines an ingot.
These were cast in an Imperial smelter. These are the spoils of the Great Purge. The reason that we live hidden like sand rats.
He throws it down on the table.
Our secrecy is our survival. Our survival is our strength.
Our strength was once in our numbers.
Now we live in the shadows and only come above ground one at a time. Our world was shattered by the Empire, with whom this coward shares tables.
He grabs the bounty hunter's helmet to pull it off, but Mando seizes him by the wrist and a fight ensues. The bounty hunter whips out the blade from his boot, while the infantryman produces his own dagger. As the armorer rises, they both freeze with their blades vibrating at each other's throats.
The Empire is no longer, and the Beskar has returned. When one chooses to walk the way of the Mandalore, you are both hunter and prey. How can one be a coward if one chooses this way of life? Have you ever removed your helmet?
No.
Has it ever been removed by others?
Never.
This is the way.
This is the way.
They lower their weapons.
This is the way.
The armorer gestures to the bounty hunter's suit.
What caused this damage?
A mudhorn.
Then you have earned the mudhorn as your signet. I shall craft it.
I can't accept. It wasn't a noble kill. I was helped by an enemy.
Why would an enemy help you in battle?
It did not know it was my enemy.
Since you forego a signet, I shall use the excess to forge whistling birds.
Whistling birds will do well. Reserve some for the foundlings.
As it should always be. The foundlings are the future. This is the way.
This is the way.
This is the way.
The picture wipes away to reveal the armorer laying the ingots down at the bottom of a mold, which she then lifts with long-handled magnetic tongs. The bounty hunter watches stoically as she inserts the stack onto the center plate of her round furnace. The ingots melt down into molten Beskar steel that matches the color and sheen of his helmet. The armorer uses tweezers to handle a tiny glowing ember.
Whistling birds are a powerful defense against multiple enemies. Use them sparingly, for they are rare.
She adds it to an arsenal within the bounty hunter's wrist guard, and the glowing pinpoints of light recede inside slender, tiered recesses. She then calls up a holo scan of his armor. The chilled stack of Beskar now hovers over an energy field. The bounty hunter watches as the armorer operates her gravity press to hammer it down. He flashes back to the invasion of the village from long ago. A gunship swoops low, strafing the panicked townspeople. The armorer moves the flattened billet to a workbench and hammers it into shape. The villager parents flee desperately with their child. Sparks flint off the armorer's hammer and spray from townspeople as they're shot down. A wall explodes near the fleeing parents. The bounty hunter watches steam billow up as the armorer anneals the Beskar plate in a vat of liquid. The fleeing family reaches a cellar door and the father opens its flaps. The mother embraces her child before they set him down inside the underground compartment. He reaches out for his parents as they fold the door shut, immersing him in darkness. Through a crack, he watches everything shake in an explosion, then sees a light flaring down. The doors fly open and a headless, broad-shouldered droid pivots its gauntlet cannon inside. Now, a strike of a bat disintegrates a mold to reveal a finely cast breastplate. Meanwhile, at the bounty hunter hangout.
Look, I told you I'm not interested in your excuses. You had your shot, Dust Breather, but you failed. No pucks for you, now get out of here.
The door slides open and the Mandalorian swaggers into the bar. All eyes turn to look at him in his shiny new suit of armor, the Beskar plate still pristine. The guild leader spots him approaching his booth.
Ah! Mando! They all hate you, Mando. Because you're a legend.
How many of them had tracking fobs?
All of them. All of them! But not one of them closed the deal. Only you, Mando. Only you. And with it, the richest reward this Parsec has ever seen. Please, sit, my friend.
The Mandalorian unstraps his long-arm sniper rifle and takes a seat.
They're all weighing the Beskar in their minds, but not me. No. I, for one, I celebrate your success. Because it is my success as well. Help.
He shows two ingots in his frock.
Even I'm rich. Now, how can I show my gratitude to my most valuable partner?
I want my next job.
Next job? Take some time off. Enjoy yourself. I'll take you to the Twi'lek healing baths.
I want my next job.
Sure, fine. You hunters like to keep busy, right? These are all far away.
The further the better.
I'll take your pick. You've earned it.
He lays some pucks on the table. The Mandalorian grabs one and turns on its holograph of a Mon Calamari.
Ah, that's the best of the lot. A nobleman's son skipped bail. Looks like you're headed to the ocean dunes of Karnak.
Snatching up the holopuck, the armored bounty hunter rises and starts for the door with his rifle, then hesitates.
Any idea what they're gonna do with it?
With what?
The kid.
I didn't ask. It's against the guild code.
They work for the Empire. What are they doing here?
The Empire is gone, Mando. All that are left are mercenaries and warlords, but if it bothers you, just go back to the core and report them to the New Republic.
That's a joke.
Mando, enjoy your rewards. Buy a Camptono of spice. By the time you come out of hyperdrive, you will have forgotten all about it.
Gripping his rifle in both hands, the Mandalorian heads out. The guild leader wears a satisfied smile. Later at the landing area, a ship takes off as the Mandalorian climbs the gangway to his Razor Crest. Once he's inside, the ramp retracts and folds shut. He powers up the ship, methodically cycling through his flight check controls. As his hand reaches for a lever, he notices it's missing its knob, and he pauses. Picking up the shiny round knob from the dash, he stares at it through his T-visor. He screws it back on the lever. After a long hesitation, he pushes it forward. He starts to withdraw his hand, then pauses halfway. His face remains cloaked inscrutably inside his shiny, steel, expressionless helmet. He pulls back on the lever and starts reversing his sequence of controls. The cockpit door opens as he swivels toward it in his seat, then it slides shut again after he exits. He stalks back through the streets of the settlement. Leaving behind the hustle and bustle, he moves into a shadowy alleyway with his rifle strapped across his back. He makes his way toward the client's safe house. Pausing at a corner, he cases the vicinity, then changes course away from the front door and heads around back, where he finds a dumpster filled with trash. As he scans the dim courtyard of windowless walls and reinforced doorways, his attention is drawn to something in the bin. He steps to the rim for a closer look. Lying amongst the garbage is the child's unpowered bassinet. The Mandalorian lifts his helmeted head in a determined pose. Later, the forked end of his sniper rifle protrudes against a backdrop of slender towers. Positioning himself belly down on a rooftop, he twists a knob on the side of his helmet. His augmented display shows fuzzy heat sources from two figures standing inside the safe house across the street.
Extract the necessary material and be done with it.
He adjusts the frequency.
Explicitly ordered us to bring it back alive. Finish your business quickly, as I no longer can guarantee your safety.
The Mandalorian pulls back his rifle and withdraws from the edge of the rooftop. He goes back down to the front door and knocks. As the mechanical eyeball pokes out, he rips it off its stem, then heads off around the corner, leaving sparks raining down from the wall. Two stormtroopers come out.
Check the perimeter.
Seeing the broken stem, they scan the alley with their pistols drawn. The Mandalorian circles to the back, checking around corners as he goes. Coming to a dead end, he removes a charge from his utility belt and sticks it on the wall. He takes cover around a corner. An explosion reduces the wall to rubble. The Mandalorian slips inside. A door slides open and two stormtroopers come into the hallway with flashlights shining from their blasters. Their beams sweep around through the dust and smoke, punctuated by the occasional burst of sparks from the damaged electrical system. The Mandalorian shoots them both down from behind. Another stormtrooper comes into the hallway and sweeps his aim around the dust cloud. His flashlight falls upon one of his dead comrades. From out of the darkness, the Mandalorian grabs him by the blaster. After a brief skirmish, both the trooper and his flashlight go down. The Mandalorian delivers the coup de grace on his way out. He heads around a corner where he spots another stormtrooper standing guard outside a door. Firing his gauntlet cable, the Mandalorian draws him in and finishes him off with his vibroblade. He then shoots the control panel for the door. As it slides open, he immediately takes a blast to the chest armor, then makes quick work of the trooper who shot him.
No, please!
He shoots a black Imperial medical droid out of midair.
Please don't hurt her. It's just a child.
The Mandalorian flings Dr. Pershing out of his way. He crosses to a medical slab where he finds the child unconscious beneath a display monitoring its vitals.
What did you do to it? What did you do to it?
I protected him. I protected him. If it wasn't for me, he would already be dead. Please. Please.
The doctor cowers with his head bowed resignedly. He looks up. The Mandalorian is gone along with the child. Holding the small, limp body in a swaddling blanket, the rogue bounty hunter moves through the halls quickly. He ducks behind a stack of crates, evading detection as two more stormtroopers come in. Holding the baby in one arm and a blaster in the other, he crosses into a cargo room. He disables the lights and disappears.
Split up. We'll flush him out.
The stormtroopers sweep the room with their blaster flashlights, checking behind stacks of crates. The Mandalorian keeps one step ahead of them.
Give it up. There's no...
As he knocks one out, his buddy comes running. The Mandalorian grabs him from behind and throws him into a stack of crates, then electrocutes a third stormtrooper with the forked prongs of his long-armed sniper rifle. He presses onward through another doorway. Finding himself in a crossfire, he shoots one stormtrooper down, then toasts the other with his flamethrower. The scorched trooper falls to the floor, and the Mandalorian steps past his body. Opening another door, he proceeds pistol first into the next room and finds himself inside the main chamber where he first met the client. Four stormtroopers enter, drawing a bead on him from every angle.
Freeze! Don't move! Hands up! Drop the blaster!
Wait. What I'm holding is very valuable. Here.
He slowly lowers himself to one knee and sets down his blaster pistol. The stormtroopers keep their guns trained on him as he puts the swaddled child down beside it.
Now turn and face me!
He subtly activates his whistling birds.
Stand up!
Tiny projectiles fire from his wrist ports. They swirl around the room, each one finding a separate target. The Mandalorian picks up his pistol as well as the child and walks out of the chamber scot-free. Opening the front door, he takes a cautious glance left and right before holstering his sidearm. He proceeds out of the safe house into the dark and desolate alleyway. At the public house, a tracking fob on the bar starts blinking red. Its owner picks it up and takes a look. All around the pub, bounty hunters find their fobs blinking, including the guild leader. The mustached man lifts his severe gaze. On a street, a Rodian spots the Mandalorian approaching with the child. A bald man with a tracking fob watches him pass by as well. The Mandalorian's helmet shifts ever so slightly as individuals start following him. His hand stays poised by his sidearm. He keeps walking at an unhurried pace past more citizens. Another bounty hunter stands up ahead with a blinking fob. A blaster trains on the Mandalorian as he walks by. Bounty hunters close in around him from all sides, halting his progression within view of his razor crest just outside the city entrance.
Welcome back, Mando.
The guild leader steps into view.
Now put the package down.
He draws back his frock to show his sidearm.
Step aside. I'm going to my ship.
You put the bounty down, and perhaps I'll let you pass.
The kid's coming with me.
If you truly care about the kid, then you'll put it on the speeder, and we'll discuss terms.
Mando eyes a hover cart with an astromech driver.
How do I know I can trust you?
Because I'm your only hope.
The Mandalorian inches toward the cart with the child. The guild leader lowers his hand from his holstered sidearm. The Mandalorian slowly sets down the groggy child in its swaddling blanket. He stands frozen, staring down at the infant. A few of the bounty hunters edge closer. With lightning-quick reflexes, the Mandalorian draws his blaster and takes out the nearest one, then flips onto the cart as a shootout ensues. Using the sideboards as cover, he looks up at the astromech droid.
Drive!
It shakes its domed head. As he aims his blaster at it, the droid spins its head around and pilots the speeder forward. The Mandalorian picks off a few of the hunters with great accuracy. The guild leader ducks behind a corner. The Mandalorian spots a sniper on a rooftop and shoots him down. The guild leader trains his blaster on the cart as it comes gliding closer. He shoots the droid. The cart crashes and collapses to the ground. The hunters advance from their positions, trying to get eyes on the Mandalorian among the smoke, sparks, and jumble of toppled cargo. The guild leader stays behind a cylinder for cover. The forked prongs of the Mandalorian's rifle jut out from the fallen cart. His enhanced view shows a rooftop sniper getting vaporized. Another hunter meets the same fate. The rest of them take cover. A blast from the Mandalorian's rifle disintegrates a Rodian. His view sweeps the perimeter, searching for another clean shot. The guild leader peeks past the smoking dome of the astromech droid and sees another hunter lurking closer to the cart.
That's one impressive weapon.
Here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna walk to my ship with the kid, and you're gonna let it happen.
No. How about this? We take the kid. And if you try to stop us, we kill you, and we strip your body for parts.
The lurker grabs the Mandalorian's foot and receives a zap from the forked end of the long arm. The others riddle the speeder with blaster fire. Pinned down behind it, the Mandalorian sprays a wall of fire from his flamethrower. The encroaching hunters fall back. As the flames suddenly start petering out, the Mandalorian gives his gauntlet a shake. The encircling bounty hunters tighten ranks once more. The Mandalorian crawls over to the child and stares into its face. Blaster bolts flying from all directions reflect off his Beskar armor. He looks up to see gunfire picking off an enemy from a rooftop. Figures in jetpacks swoop down from the skyline and descend upon the street. The ragtag posse of bounty hunters suddenly finds itself outgunned by the secret clan of Mandalorians. The guild leader blasts away at them in desperation. The airborne Mandalorians use their high ground advantage to vanquish their outmatched foes. One alights on a rooftop to fire off a few good shots before taking to the sky again. The guild leader assesses the changing tide of the battle. He eyes Mando still pinned down behind the cart, then makes a retreat. Bounty hunters continue to get felled left and right by the precision of the ancient warrior race. Mando turns to see the heavy infantryman landing beside him while firing a backpack-powered heavy blaster that peppers the street with mini-explosions.
Get out of here! We'll hold them off!
You're going to have to relocate the covert.
This is the way.
This is the way.
They share a nod. Mando grabs the bundled child and runs off while his brethren provide him with cover fire. He races through the town gateway to the landing area and ascends the ramp to his ship. Behind him, the guild leader climbs down from a cargo ladder inside and aims his gun squarely at the Mandalorian's back.
Hold it, Mando.
The bounty hunter turns around to face him with the child in his arms.
I didn't want it to come to this. But then you broke the code.
The Mandalorian's helmet tilts slightly to eye the carbonite control console. His wrist cable lashes out from his gauntlet and activates it, clouding the cargo hold with vapor. The guild leader fires erratically into the fog, then gets hit with a blast to the chest that sends him tumbling backwards down the ramp. The Mandalorian lowers his pistol and shuts off the vapor. Now, a view of one of the ship's landing struts shows it lifting off from the ground to reveal the guild leader's body lying crumpled nearby. The Razor Crest pivots into the sky above the ancient stone gateway and flies away from the battle still raging in the street. Smoke wafts from the guild leader's blaster wound. He comes to. Reaching into the breast of his frock coat, he pulls out a scorched ingot of Beskar. Leaving behind the brilliant display of blaster fire and explosions, the Mandalorian pilots his craft up through the clouds. He sees a figure jetpacking up alongside his cockpit canopy. The heavy infantryman gives the bounty hunter a salute, then arcs back down toward the surface.
I gotta get one of those.
A small, three-fingered hand reaches up to his dash. The Mandalorian unscrews the shiny knob from his control lever and hands it down to the child. Through his windshield, he watches as the clouds give way to the edge of the planet's atmosphere. The darkness of space engulfs the cockpit. Leaving the cloudy black planet behind, the Razor Crest makes the jump to hyperspace and blinks out of view among the stars. Cut to black. We'll be right back. Audio description by Deluxe, funded by Disney Plus Originals. Voices by Mike DeBonis and Nicole Zanzarella.